from Hollywood. Lorene Tuttle in The Unexpected.
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected. Life is filled with the unexpected, romantic, tragic, and mysterious endings to our most ordinary actions. Dreams come true, or dreams are shattered by sudden twists of fate in The Unexpected. But first, a word from your announcer. Lorene Tuttle, outstanding radio and screen star in Free Passage, a drama of the unexpected.
Now I had to get out of Marseille. The French police were no less efficient than the Austrian or the Swiss. They'd spotted me, I was sure of that. And early in the evening, I had been followed. I lost whoever was following me along the waterfront. But he would find me again. And there was nothing I could do. Nowhere I could go. No escape at all. Unless... yes. Unless I could get to America. And I made up my mind. I was going to America. I didn't care how. I was willing to lie, to cheat, to steal, even to kill. But I had to get out of there. I looked up at the gray steamers against the pier. Surely one of them had room for an extra passenger. But which one? Then I saw him. He was 6 feet tall, with a reddish scar across his hard brown face. He was standing on the warp gangplank, watching the lights of Marseille, like a little boy outside a candy store. Hello, youngster.
Lady, you ought to watch who you're calling names.
But you are an American, aren't you, not?
Nope. I'm a Texan.
Texan?
Don't let it bother you, Annie. For your purposes, I'm an American.
But then how about a walk into town? Maybe a drink?
Well, I'd like to oblige, but... we'll have to make it some other time.
Tomorrow night?
About a year from tomorrow night.
Oh?
Don't take it personal, ma'amselle. I'd sure like to see you some evening, but we're pulling out at dawn.
I see.
And that's the way things are. You'd better find yourself another sailor. I gotta watch the ship.
You have a strong sense of duty.
Nope. I got a strong sense of ownership.
Ownership?
Yeah, I own this trader, and I wouldn't want anything to happen to her.
It is your boat?
That's right.
What do you call her?
Margaret B.
Oh, how funny. My name is Margot. Who is Margaret B? Your wife?
Nope. I'm not married.
Oh?
Now, if you'll pardon me, I'm going aboard.
Of course.
Good night, Margot. Sure sorry it couldn't last, but then I guess it never began, did it?
No. Good night, Captain. I got to go up the gangplank, and then I followed, making sure that no one saw me. It was very dark, very quiet. I lifted the canvas from a lifeboat, crawled underneath it, and went quickly to sleep. I dreamed that night of America and rich food and expensive clothes and of a tall brown-faced man who called himself a... what was? A Texan. And when I awoke, my dream was standing over me, looking down at my face with a very surprised expression in his wide blue eyes.
Well, I'll be a ring-tailed monkey. What in thunder do you think you're doing?
Going to America?
Oh, no, not on this ship you're not.
Why?
Because, now listen here, young lady. You're a stowaway. You got to get out of here.
But I cannot swim and we are already at sea.
We'll just have to take you all back to Marseille.
Oh, no. No, you cannot do that.
I'm sorry, Margot, but I ain't got no room for passengers, especially none paying passengers.
But I will pay you.
That don't matter. You haven't got a passport, have you?
No.
Can't imagine what you were thinking of trying to hide aboard my ship. No passport, nothing.
I had to do a test. I must get to New York.
Why?
Because I'm all alone. And there are her friends who will take care of me. You must help. I will do anything, but you must help.
I'm awfully sorry, Margot.
You can tell your crew I have the necessary papers, and when we reach harbor, I can sneak off the boat, and no one will be the wiser.
You're after me to break the law.
I know. And I have so little to give in return. But what I have is yours. All yours.
Well, we're putting it into Lisbon in a day or two. I'll think it over until then.
Oh, darling, come on. You are taking me to America.
Now, see here, I didn't say I'd take you all the way.
Oh, but you will, I know you will. And I am so happy. And so grateful. The captain was still very doubtful, but by the time we reached Lisbon, I'd convinced him to give me free passage to New York. And although his boat was small and evil-smelling, I had a wonderful, glorious voyage. I was happy every single moment because I knew the Margaret B. was carrying me to a new life in America. One morning, nearly 2 weeks later, I was sitting cross-legged on the deck, playing gin rummy with a member of the crew. I had just knocked before when the Texan clambered up the companionway, his big shoulders seeming to fill the narrow passage, and motioned for me to follow him below.
Jim, where I was going? Oh, it is so dark, so forbidding.
Watch your step, Margot, and don't ask no questions. In about an hour, we're going to be sighting New York Harbor.
Oh, Jim, how wonderful. How marvelous. I can hardly wait to get my first glimpse.
Now, your first glimpse is going to be from inside a packing case. Yes, of course, you'd like to be caught by the customs and immigration officials and sent back to France.
Oh, no. I cannot go back.
Well, that's all right, Margot. I'm not asking questions. Here we are. See that big crate over in the corner?
Yes, but...
It's marked olive oil, but it ain't got no olive oil in it. Instead, there's going to be some sugar. All nailed up. That's right. I've cut some holes in the back of the case. You'll get a little air. It may not smell too good, but I reckon it'll keep you alive. Now go on, crawl inside and we'll commence operation.
Very well. Whatever you say. Oh, and Jim.
Yeah?
I don't know how to thank you. Except this way.
You're welcome, Margot. You're real welcome. All right, now, get down in there.
Yes.
And when the customs inspector comes aboard, don't move and don't make any noise. Hear me, Margot?
I hear you, Kitty.
Can't see why there should be all this red tape about you wanting to go to New York. They let Yankees into Texas without no trouble.
Been 2 or 3 centuries later, when I heard footsteps on the companionway, and a loud, jovial voice filled the dark hold.
Well, Captain, we'll just take a quick check on your cargo, and you'll be able to unload before nightfall.
Well, that's right nice of you, sir.
Now, let's see. Philip Lading, SS Margaret B. Linen, 500 bolts. Champagne, 600 cases.
I could hear them going through the cargo, checking it case by case. Shoving boxes aside, counting, recording, always getting closer to the corner where I was hidden.
Well, that seems to be all of it, Captain, except for the shipment of olive oil here in the corner.
I froze tightly against the side of the box, holding my breath, listening to my own heartbeat, until I thought that surely they were loud enough to be heard all over the boat.
I guess there's no need to look at these boxes if they really are olive oil. Well, that's what they are, sir. No reason to lie about it. No possible reason. Not under the circumstances.
I could not believe it. Yes. The inspector had not even bothered to look at the case where I was hiding. And in just a few moments, I heard the rumble of heavy machinery.
All right, Joe.
I felt myself being swung up into the air. The box was twisting and turning as it sped through space, but I didn't care. I was already dizzy with happiness. And then the case came down softly. Like a heavy winter snowflake as it settles against the ground. And I said to myself, you have won, Marco. At last you are free. They will never find you now. You are in America. With a new life to live.
Think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Fate takes a hand. Wait for the unexpected. For a surprising conclusion of Free Passage, starring Miss Laureen Tuttle, a Hamilton Whitney production written by Robert Libman and Frank Burt and directed by Frank K. Danzig.
I do not know how long I waited in the packing case. Perhaps it was several hours. And then I began to get worried. How was I to get out of the box? Where was the captain? Why did he not come to help me? Then at last I decided I had helped myself. I could wait no longer. I took my shoe off and pounded against the wooden boards to attract attention. It worked. In a few moments I heard someone hammering at the side of the packing case. When the box had been pried open, it was a matter of seconds before my eyes became accustomed to the light. Then I saw him. A man staring at me.
But what are you... I say, how did you get in there?
Where am I? What am I doing on another ship? What's happening?
It appears, young lady, that you're going to France.
France?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Don't know what you were doing in that case of olive oil, but the customs officials rejected the whole lot. Some duty mix-up ordered it all sent back. And since my ship was heading for Marseille, I took it aboard. Yes, indeed, my girl. You're headed for France.
Free Passage starred Miss Laureen Tuttle. Listen soon for another of your favorite motion picture stars in a drama of The Unexpected. This program was transcribed in Hollywood.